Lisa, you're on the air with Bible Answers Live.
I have a question. What would you tell somebody that we know that we should be grateful for all that Jesus did for us, going to the cross and all. And I'm trying to also find where I would find this in the Bible to get a better understanding as well. But what about the fact, like, if you regret that you were even created, like a person that regrets that they were ever created, and then how can they be grateful that they, you know, how can they find the gratitude if they were, if they're angry that they were ever even created in the first place?
Right.
You know, with all the, you know, the hate, you know, Satan and all
the world.
Evil and
you know what I tell them?
Going on in the world. And then you have to ask, why would God, even after Adam and Eve ate the apple, why would he still keep, you know, creating people? And, you know, even though they, he knew that they were going to be going through so much heartache and so
right.
much evil, you know, and all.
Well, let me take a stab at that. For one thing, if a person is saying, you know, I regret that I was even created, they don't need to be discouraged that they're thinking that, because even some of the heroes in the Bible articulated those feelings. When Job was going through his sufferings, he actually cursed the day that he was born. And Elijah, he prayed that God would take his life when he was running for his life from Jezebel. There was so much evil in the kingdom and so much problems in the world. And so a number of the Jeremiah and a number of the Bible characters experienced some very low down moments or depressed moments when they said there's so much evil. But, you know, even just coming to the program tonight, I had the Bible tapes on, or CD actually, in my car, listening to Romans. And Paul was saying, the sufferings of this present life are not even worthy to be compared to the things that God has for us, the glory that will be revealed in us. And so, you know, I remember telling my father one time, well, it's your fault I was born and I'm unhappy and what you never asked me. And of course, kind of a silly thing for a kid to tell their parent, why didn't you ask me? I would have chosen not to be born. Everyone feels that. But if they could only see what God has prepared for those that give their hearts to them, it's infinitely better and it's worth the potential, the possibilities, and the hope of life. Solomon said that a living dog is better than a dead lion, and we've heard the expression, where there's life, there's hope. So I'd ask your friends, don't despair. God has good things in store. The devil would like to destroy life. God wants to make life. And if it wasn't for the devil, all our lives, you know, it would have been wonderful. But we have a lesson that explains, why is there evil if God is good? And if you go to the Amazing Facts website, which is simply amazingfacts.org, there's a lesson, did God create a devil? Amazingfacts.org, Lisa. Appreciate your question. Hopefully that'll help a little bit. Thanks for calling.